Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Father. Heavenly Father, I praise you and worship you and thank you that you're the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. And I want to worship you and praise you for the Word, which tells us all about you and all about these wonderful beings called angels that we're talking about this week. Father, may you reveal to us the truth of who we are, who you are, and who these angels are, these beings that you've sent to minister for us. Lord, may you reveal to us the truth of who they are, and may we learn how to use these magnificent, glorious, supernatural beings to help us as sons and daughters of the King of the universe. I worship you and praise you and thank you, Father, for the day. Now, as the word goes out today, reveal it to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I'm going to continue on talking about angels. Yesterday we didn't get to a real good stopping place, but I guess there is no real good stopping place. But anyway, I'm going to recoup just a little bit of the last verse that I was on yesterday when I had to stop. But yes, we as children of God have the ability to ask for the angels to help us. Let's go into the second chapter, and we see the subject matter does not change. Now, we was talking yesterday in great detail about Hebrews chapter 1, and we're talking all about Jesus and the angels. So today we're going to go in Hebrews chapter 2, starting with verse 1. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. Now, you most definitely want to give heed earnestly to the things that you hear from the Word of God and believe them and act on them, or they won't work for you. It says, for if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Now, that word salvation means soterio, it's safety, deliverance, or rescue, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him. God, also bearing witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. For he has not put the world to come, of which we speak, in subjection to angels. But one testified in a certain place, saying, what is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you take care of him? You have made him a little lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor and set him over the works of your hand. In other words, how are you going to escape from the problems of this earth if you neglect the great deliverance that comes from the supernatural deliverance of angels? Now, the ministry of angels is available to you, but it is like everything else in the Word of God. It is not automatic. You must know it is yours from God's Word, and then speak it into existence with your mouth by faith in the Word of God. Now, if you don't believe in angels and their ministry for you, you will not likely have much help from them. If you will believe in them and will agree with the Holy Spirit and the angels, they will get involved in your entire life. They'll get involved in your finances, in your business, and all of your family affairs. But remember, this is a faith work. He is a faith God. And if we don't know his word, we will get very little assistance from the king and all of his staff that is sent to help us. Now then, I didn't know these things for the majority of my life. But when I begin to learn these things, when I begin to learn only in the last 15 or 20 years that I had these angels available to me at my request, since then, many times, I have seen manifestations of angels. I've seen them do things. I've seen them do great and mighty things to help me do things that was impossible for me to do. Now, I'm going to tell you a story right now that really happened to me about 7 or 8 years ago, maybe 10 years ago. I don't know for sure, but somewhere, my son had just graduated from high school within a year or so. So it must have been at least 7 or 8 or 9 years ago. But anyway, one Saturday afternoon, we had a great big bull that got out of a man's pasture into my pasture in with my cows. I didn't have a bull, so the bull came over there with those cows. That's where he wanted to be. Well, I didn't want him over there with my cows. Now, he had broken the fence down, so we went up and repaired the fence, and we were doing our best to drive him out. We went down there Saturday afternoon. We tried to get him out of that herd of cows, and you could get him out of them, but you couldn't keep him out of them. We tried to cut him off with a pickup. In fact, I even ran into him with the front fender of my pickup a couple of times trying to keep him out, using the pickup as a shield between him and the herd of cows. And there was no way I could keep him out of there. We ran him on foot and with a pickup for at least an hour until we were exhausted. My son finally told me, said, "Dad, there's no way we're going to get that big monster out of here by ourselves. We're going to have a couple more men and a couple of horses or something. He's too fast for us, and we're never going to get him out." I said, "Son, we have help that you know not of." Now, it's amazing that I had to go to the end of my limits before I thought about these big fellows, these angels that were sent as ministering spirits to help us. So by knowing these scriptures in Hebrews, I just stopped and said, "Son, let me show you how it's done." And I pointed my finger to heaven. I said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to send me an angel." I said, "Angel, I ask you to go over and grab that bull by the nape of the neck, lift his head up, raise him up, and lead him out of that herd of cows." I said, "Lead him right over there." I pointed my finger from where we were standing. I said, "Lead him right straight to that fence, and then turn him north and go right down that fence line down there about a quarter of a mile to where I've got that gate open, and lead him through that gate." And I said, "Then I'll go down there and close the gate." So I said, "Now, son, well, let's get him." Then I turned and I said, "Father, I want to thank you for hearing my prayer and sending the angel." I said, "Angel, I want to thank you in advance for taking the bull out of the pasture." And I said, "Let's get him." So we started toward the bull. As we started toward the bull's head came up. He walked out of the herd of cows, walked just as straight as I'd pointed my finger to that fence, turned north, went down that fence line, never looked back, walked right through that gate, and walked right on out into the pasture. Of course, as usual, you know, when people see these kind of things, still it's hard to grasp that this are these things are happening. In fact, my son made a statement to me that day I'll never forget. He said, "Dad, if I hadn't have been here and seen this myself, this is one story I would never have believed." But this is what you have to do. You have to start believing God's word. You have to begin to think like God and not like a man. Because when you begin to think like God, then nothing becomes impossible with you. You can do great and mighty things if you know these angels are there, because you can ask and you can thank the Lord, and he will send them for you. Now, if you have never called an angel to help you, then you need to get into the Word of God. You need to learn what is yours and what you can do in the name of Jesus. Now then, have any of these things happened to you? If they have, then tell them to people. If they have not happened to you, why haven't these things happened to you? Have you ever believed for these things? Have you ever commanded your angels to go and cause God's word to be performed for you? I guess most of us have left these things, just let them slip away from us. Because most people have absolutely no knowledge of these wonderful things. I have asked many, many Christians in my life about angels, and have they ever seen an angel or seen an angel do anything for them? And most have not. Now, I have run into several, though out of the multitudes, it's a very, very small number. But I have run into some people that absolutely do know these things. They have had angels to help them. In fact, I had a lady in my Bible study class here a while back that she said she got out on a real rainy, wet, muddy day, and she ran, a tire came off of a truck, and she hit that tire and slid up on it on her car, and her front end she couldn't get any traction, so she couldn't get off of it. And there she was on the road, on the car, raining. And then, but she said it was muddy, but it had stopped raining at that time. And she asked the Lord to help her and to send an angel to help her. And all of a sudden, a guy in a white suit, can you imagine, pulled up behind her in a truck, walked up to her, and walked around in front of her, picked up the car enough to pull that tire out from under it, throw the tire over to the side, and told her she could go. And she said, I could not believe this man knelt down, bent over or something in front of my car, picked it up somehow, pulled that tire out from under there, and when he got back to my car, he didn't have a spot of mud on him nowhere. He was still in that white suit. So she said, I asked him, let me pay you. She said, I thought this man must be a family man and have children. So I said, let me pay you. And he waved his head no. And he went back and got in his truck. And she said, I was dumbfounded. And he just pulled around me and went on. So she thought, I'm going to follow him and I'm going to pay that man. So she said, I followed him down the road. He made a turn or two and went in behind a schoolhouse. When he went around behind the schoolhouse, I pulled right there, said I followed him, and I went around behind there too. And when I got around behind that schoolhouse, she said, that truck was gone, and I never did see that truck again. So she said, I have no idea where that truck went. She said, I know that was an angel that the Lord sent to help me. Well, yes, that's true. That's what it was, an angel. Now then, if you believe these things are available to you because you've got them hidden in your heart from God's Word, if you've got them there, then the King that we serve, if you will ask Him in faith, He will send these angels to help you. That's what He put them out there for. Those, just like the Word of God says, are not all angels ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those of us that will inherit salvation, that are heirs of salvation. So every born-again child of the King is an heir of salvation, and all you've got to do is ask in faith on behalf of God's Word to get an angel to do something for you. Praise the Lord. I'd like to invite you to give me a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also on the web at www.tlsm.org, you can get a list of our audio and video tapes. I'd like to invite you to our church on Sunday afternoon, every Sunday from 2 to 4. We're located in North Dallas at 10921 Shady Trail. Also, I'd like to invite you to our healing school. And the healing school is at the same location as where we have church, at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. And we have the healing school the second Saturday of every month. We'd love for you to come and learn how to walk in divine health. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. He's wonderful.